News Talk 1620, WTAW, the Brazos Valley Community Action Agency and United Way of the Brazos Valley have relaunched a program that was originally called Individual Development Accounts. It's now called Goal Savers. And visiting with Tara Lozano of the Brazos Valley Community Action Agency, what this is all about, low to moderate income families can save and have their savings matched, not one-to-one, but twice what they save to do things like buying a first home, or paying for their education, or starting or expanding a small business.
The history about this?
Sure. It's actually a five-year grant, and we are actually in year four of the grant. And I started in August, and so since then we've kind of revamped it. And this year we decided that it was originally named Individual Development Accounts, but a lot of folks in the community thought that was some accounting term. They didn't really know what to do with that. So we decided to relaunch it as Goal Savers because that's more specific to what we do. We help individuals and families save for one of three asset purchases: home ownership, education, or starting a small business.
And the provider of the grant is the United Way?
It's actually 50% federal funds and 50% local funds, including the United Way.
And the United Way's involvement in this is what?
Well, I'm housed at the United Way, so that's first. I'm actually employed by Brazos Valley Community Action Agency, so it's an initiative between both of the agencies to make it happen.
All right. Now that we've dealt with some of the bureaucracy, let's get to the nuts and bolts about what this is all about.
Great. Yeah, so what we do is we really do help low to moderate income families. There are eligibility requirements. And basically, if they're interested in saving towards one of those three goals, so again, homeownership, education, or small business, we do a match savings account where we match $2 for every dollar they save. So if I have a client come in and they want to save towards a house, over 6 months to a year to 2 years, they can save. They can save up to $2,000. And when they're done saving and they've met the requirements, they get a 2-to-1 match. So after they've saved $2,000, they would receive $4,000.
Visiting with Tara Lozano, the Brazos Valley Community Action Agency, about the Goal Savers program. $6,000 is a pretty good chunk of change.
It's pretty good. And two people in a household, up to two people, can do it. And so that's a total of $12,000.
How many have been assisted so far?
Currently, we have 18 people that are in the program. And the goal is to get 50.
Well, I don't know why people haven't been beating down the doors for this thing.
I mean, it's definitely a commitment. They have to really say, okay, I'm going to save money every month. And part of the problem, too, is that people have this goal to get home ownership, but then when they come in the program and they realize their credit score is really low, they know it's going to take years to build up that credit.
And that was leading into my next question. What had stopped people from being able to follow through on the desire to complete this program? And you've mentioned probably the one that is the largest hurdle to overcome.
Yeah, the largest hurdle, I would say, is credit scores. Now, we do run credit reports as part of the program with their permission, and we'll do a little bit of credit management education, and we're not certified credit counselors, but we will just kind of go over it with them and help them understand it a little better. And then they can start working. I mean, if they want to pay off old debt and try to work on, you know, improving their credit, we're all for that. We also try to hook them up with other programs in the community, so like Habitat for Humanity and other places where they could potentially get a house. Other things that come up is, you know, a lot of people don't have medical insurance. So if they have some kind of family emergency medically, that could really, they could have saved $1,000 and all of a sudden that's wiped out with one medical bill.
I also see that the service area for this program is not just Brazos County.
That's right. We serve Brazos, Burleson, Grimes, Leon, Madison, Robertson, Waller, and Washington counties.
Continuing my visit, Tara Lozano, the Brazos Valley Community Action Agency, about the Goal Savers program. How does one get involved?
We have all of our information on our website. It's www.bvcaa.org, and that's as in Brazos Valley Community Action Agency.org. And you can go online there and click the Goal Savers link. I have an application, kind of a sample questionnaire that you can go through to see if you'd be eligible, and then also some testimonials.
And then once somebody goes through that and decides, I'd like to pursue this farther, then what should they be prepared to do?
Well, they'll have to fill out an application to be accepted into the program. Once they're accepted, what we have them do is open a bank account with their own bank. So we never take their money. We just want to see that they're saving in their own bank account. So they bring me a bank statement every month showing that they made, you know, a $50 deposit, a $100 deposit. And then we also provide them with 10 hours of financial literacy classes so they can attend free classes with us or individual sessions. And then once they've met their 10 hours and saved for their goal, they can use their money towards their asset purchase.
What else have I missed that we need to communicate to folks?
I guess the main thing is just that it's a commitment, but sometimes it sounds too good to be true, but it's really not. We have had people that have paid for their education. We've had two people purchase houses with the program. And so it's really great. We'd love to work with more folks. If they even think they might be interested, they should check us out.
And you mentioned you're in year four of a five-year grant. Does that mean you have to get this wrapped up then by the end of next year, or you just have to get started by the end of next year?
Well, our deadline currently is March of 2015, but there is a one-year extension that we expect to acquire, and that would take us to March of 2016.
Although it would be great to get commitments made sooner than that, and I don't know whether there's a possibility of receiving additional money to extend the program.
Yes. I mean, if it goes well, AFI, which is Assets for Independence, is our federal grantor, and they provide new grants all the time. So if there's really a need for it in this community, then we could always apply for more grants.
Again, Tara Lozano with the Brazos Valley Community Action Agency, online, BVCAA, to find out more about the Goal Savers Program. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.